Mel, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Good. How are you, Jason?
I'm doing excellent. Now, it's rare to have three heavyweight bouts on one card, and you have six gentlemen who all have a reputation of not just standing back, like guys who are punchers. So, you know, there's a good opportunity if people like to go see the heavyweights that they could see a heavyweight knockout.
Well, you know, most people love the heavyweights, so we've been fortunate enough to be able to put three on this card. Actually, our last couple cards, we've been able to put three, and I would have had four heavyweight bouts on this card if one of mine, Stan Cermak Ahumada, didn't get injured. So we would have had four, which is really unusual. We're kind of like the mecca for heavyweights right now in Canada.
Why is that?
You know, it just happens that we have two of them here in Edmonton, and then Adam Braidwood, who is a former Edmonton Eskimo, who's boxing now. He's out of Victoria. He kept a good relationship with us, and we brought him back. And then for the other one is actually a guy out of Toronto. He's 2-0. He fought in Calgary in October, saw him there, and I'm friends with his manager, so we kind of talked about it and said, hey, why don't we just bring him here and start seeing what we can do with him.
Now, it's interesting as the promoter, because it's not just promoting them, it's also helping them develop to become better, right? Because you don't want to have a bunch of soup cans on the card. You want boxers who come in who want to improve. How do you help them improve?
Well, you know, it's always about building their careers, and you have to start that a little bit. You don't know where they're at when they come to you. So I'm not a trainer. I don't know what they can do. So you kind of just put them in with somebody and go from there and see how they do and just try to find opponents for them that will work until they can get some experience in the ring and go from there, really. So we just try to up the opponents every time and hope that they can move along with it.
Mel, on this card, you have a gentleman who a lot of people know from mixed martial art days, but he's now been boxing. He's undefeated. This will be his ninth pro fight. Ryan Ford, whose father was a boxing champion. And, you know, having watched Ryan in both boxing and MMA, to me, he seems like he's a better boxer. Like, that's just his natural thing. You've watched both. What do you think?
I have watched both. I think, you know, clearly he had 30-some fights in MMA, so he did well there too. I think that he's a natural athlete. He tries really hard. He trains all the time. He's conditioned well. So, you know, he makes sure to work at what he can do. And right now he's in Montreal training because right here we don't have that very many light heavyweights for him to spar with. So he's in Montreal doing that with some of the guys out of there just to help him come along and build up his confidence and everything else in the ring. So
is that one of the biggest challenges in that, you know, when you get good fighters now is to find others that they can spar against? Like, is there a way for you as a promoter to enhance, because that's obviously not your job, but to enhance the boxing community? Because if you have more boxers who come here for fights, some of them might be willing to stay here and train.
There are definitely some, but I mean, these days people have families and careers and stuff. You know, a lot of these fighters, they do have full-time jobs during the day, so they really can't come out here unless they can get the time off of work or move out here or whatever it may be. I mean, we've moved a few fighters here from Ontario, so just because Ontario, it's not that active down there. And to be honest with you, as much as I know you said before that boxing was in decline,
we'll try to get Mel's phone reconnected there. So hopefully that'll pan out. But I think that's one of the bigger challenges, really. And because boxing in Canada for the longest time, like Edmonton was the and really I would argue that even right now today, if you're looking at high-end boxing cards in Canada, it's still one of the best places to host them. As Mel Lubavac's back with us, KO Boxing, this Friday night, nine bouts on the card. What time are the doors open? What time's the first fight?
First fight's between 7 and 7:30.
Okay. Now, you still have the tables for dinner and everything, or are those sold out and it's just regular seating tickets available?
Well, no, the Shaw Conference Center, you pretty much can't sell out. We can just keep making it bigger and bigger and bigger. So as long as I kind of have a call by the Thursday morning, I can definitely move that along.
Okay, for the tables, you're saying. Okay.
Correct. Yeah, and the other tickets are available at the door, and they're available through our website, koboxingcanada.com or eventbrite.ca. So those are the general admission tickets that are available on there.
Now, Mel, for boxing fans who are interested in wanting to go see the fights on Friday, which is one, and I know this is always difficult, but which one has the potential in your eyes to be the most entertaining?
The most entertaining, I think, for that night is these two lightweights I have. Justin Hocko, who originally hails out of Ontario, who's one of the guys that I said that we moved out here. He is, I think, a three-time national amateur champion, silver gloves, golden gloves, on and on and on, you name it. And he's going to be fighting Dominic Babineau, who's actually out of New Brunswick. And he has the same kind of credentials. So those two together, I think, and they also have some kind of animosity between each other. So I think those two will make a great fight for that night.
Now, speaking of that, the animosity factor, we were joking earlier how in hockey there's not much of it anymore. And boxing and mixed martial arts, a lot of times, you know, a little bit of the pre-fight hype, it does sell, right? Because people, they're looking to have some animosity going along. When you book fights, do you try to book ones knowing that there will be natural animosity? Because it's kind of hard to fabricate it.
Oh, it is. It's really hard to fabricate, but definitely, I mean, there's times where, especially these days with social media, these guys call each other out on Facebook, stuff like that, and they have some kind of background in their amateur history where they hate each other because one beat the other or it was a draw or something like that, or they never got to fight as amateurs. So they definitely have some kind of animosity between each other and they call each other out. So if something like that comes along, yeah, definitely it's the first fight that comes into my head. I'm like, hey, how about if we put these two together? You know, a lot of times it doesn't happen just because in Canada, with different promotions, everyone has kind of their own people. So they don't like to send their guys out to other promotions. So it makes it harder with that. But there's definitely from the States and Mexico and stuff where there's somewhat of it. Maybe, you know, my guy beat one of their friends before or something like that. So, yeah, it makes it a better fight, I think. But sometimes, you know, the hype of it, you get too excited over it. Maybe it's not the best. But I think usually it does make it a better fight because they're just both in there to win and they're both in there to kill each other.
Now, Mel, in your family, of course, your father has been in boxing a long, long time. I know that, you know, it wasn't like you're growing up, hey, I want to get in and become a boxing promoter for sure. But when was the time that you felt this was something you could do and be successful at? And do you find, is it challenging or a benefit to be a female boxing promoter?
Well, it was about, I've helped out my dad when he did the promoting and stuff like that for years. While I was in university, I would do things on the computer and whatever else. I started working for him about 10 years ago, him and Glenn Carrier at the time, while I was off of university between the April, September, just as a summer job. And when September came around, I kind of said, I'm not going to go back. Even though my dad was really mad, I think it took him about 3 years to forgive me about that. He's finally gotten over that 10 years later. But so I didn't continue with university and I ended up staying. And the last five, maybe 6 years, I've actually been the promoter on file.
And obviously you're enjoying it. What's the biggest challenge in 2016 being a boxing promoter?
You know, it's just the challenge all the time is just trying to put fights together, fights that people are going to enjoy. And obviously trying to get Edmontonians to hear about it and want to come out to the fights. Like they know about the Oilers and they know about the Eskimos, but a lot of people don't know there's live boxing or live MMA in Edmonton. And you're back to your question about being a female, if it works, yes or no. I've had a pretty good experience with it. I know there's been times where there's some people where they're well-known promoters or trainers or managers where they kind of think, oh, she's just a chick and she doesn't know what she's talking about. So they've tried to manipulate me, but once I come back with letting them know that I know what I'm talking about, they kind of change their tune and we end up working on a good basis.
Melanie Lubovac joins us from KO Boxing Friday night at the Shaw Conference Center. First bout set to go right around 7:15 or 7:30. There's still dinner tickets available if you wish, or you can get tickets at the door on the night of the event if need be. And there'll be 9 fights on the card this Friday.
There's actually 8.
Is there 8 now? Who got injured?
Mike McWilliams.
Now, when a guy gets injured like that, what's your philosophy or strategy on it? What's too late to try to find an opponent for the guy who wasn't injured?
pretty much the week of. It just gets too difficult because you do have to have some medicals in. So a lot of times if your blood work's not up to date, you can't get it in time to make it for the fight.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's hard when someone gets injured and stuff. I know that Mike tried to get away with not letting us know about it just because he wanted to fight. But for us, safety first.
Oh, yeah. Well, plus I'm sure in insurance and everything else like that, that if you know a guy's noticeably injured and you let him fight, I think there's some loss factors at place as well. So it definitely makes sense to do all the physicals before. Mel, we look forward to the card on Friday night down to the show.
Perfect. Thanks, Jason.